Greetings, my name is Ed Magic, and welcome to another Ed Magic podcast. Today is Thursday, July 2nd, and it is approximately 1 week since the tragic death of Michael Jackson, the King of Pop. Tonight, what I'm going to do is give you the call, the 911 call that occurred on June 25th, 2009. Without further ado, here is the 911 call from that tragic day.
Fire paramedic 33, what is your address of emergency?
Yes, sir. I need an ambulance as soon as possible, sir.
Okay, sir. What's your address?
Los Angeles, California, 90077.
You said Carrollwood?
Carrollwood Drive, yes.
Yes.
Okay, sir, what's the phone number you're calling from? Okay,
sir.
And what's the problem exactly with that?
Sir, we have a gentleman here that needs help, and he's not breathing yet. He's not breathing, and we're trying to pump him, but he's not breathing, sir.
Okay, how old is he?
He's 50 years old, sir.
50, okay. He's unconscious, he's not breathing?
Yes, he's not breathing, sir.
Okay, and he's not conscious either?
He's not conscious, sir.
Okay. All right, do you have him? Is he on the floor? Where is he at right now?
He's on the bed, sir. He's on the bed.
Okay, let's get him on the floor.
Okay.
Okay, let's get him down to the floor. I'm going to help you with CPR right now, okay?
We need him. We need him.
We're already on our way there. We're on our way. I'm going to do as much as I can to help you over the phone. We're already on our way. Did anybody see him?
Yes, we have a personal doctor here with him, sir.
Oh, you have a doctor there?
Yes, but he's not responding to anything. He's not responding to CPR or anything, sir.
Oh, okay. Well, we're on our way there. If your guys are doing CPR, you're instructed by a doctor, he has a higher authority than me. And he's there on scene.
Okay.
Did anybody witness what happened?
No, just the doctor, sir. The doctor's been the only one here.
Okay, so did the doctor see what happened?
Doctor, did you see what happened, sir?
We're on our way. We're on our way. I'm just passing these questions on to my paramedics while they're on the way there, sir.
Thank you, sir. He's pumping his chest, but he's not responding to anything, sir. Please.
Okay. We're on our way. We're less than a mile away. We'll be there shortly.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Okay, sir. Call us back if you need any help. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Bye. Ed Magic here, and there you have it. The dramatic 911 call from the residence of Michael Jackson. Since that tragic event, I have visited the Jackson estate. Well, not the estate, but the actual house that he was living in, or the home of Michael Jackson, and I've checked it out. It's a pretty big place, of course. We got some candid interviews of some people out there. One of the people that we interviewed was Ron Pritchard. He's a very interesting person, very beautiful person, has a lot of heart. He had a lot of great things to say, and so you can look forward to that on video. There were several other Michael Jackson fans that were there, and we did interview a number of them. We also went to Hollywood Boulevard. I think I might have mentioned this in my previous podcast, but if I haven't mentioned it, then I'm doing it now. And then today, of course, we're at it again. Pete Allman and I, we went out to gentleman's residence, and we videotaped a very exclusive interview with a gentleman. I won't mention his name right now. I want to keep you in suspense, but let's put it like this. He had very close ties to Michael Jackson and Janet Jackson, especially to Janet. He was on Michael's last tour, which was back in 1999. That was his last world tour. At least his last tour. I don't know if it was a world tour or not. I frankly don't recall going that far back. But I do know that he did a tour, and that was his last tour. This gentleman, he had a lot of very, very deep things to say. Very touching experiences that he's had with the Jacksons, and you know, it's something to look forward to listen to and watch, and really see what's going on. You know, with one of the greatest people that lived on this earth, this planet here. Anyway, in addition to that, he videotaped Michael in preparation for his performance there during the tour, and so we have a special treat, probably never seen before in public, this video that we're going to present to you. Only one other news agency that I know of has this, because basically we got together and we teamed up and went over and did this interview with this gentleman, we have pretty much an exclusive interview on our side, and a little bit of their interview. We're sharing the interview, so it's worth checking out. I'm telling you, this is something that is fairly rare, and you won't see it anywhere else. So it's on Ed Magic TV. You're gonna have to check it out. Ed Magic, EDMAGIKTV.com, or go to YouTube.com/EdMagicTV, and that's Magic with a K. Once again, that's EDMAGIKTV. Also, check me out on MySpace, MySpace.com/EdMagicTV, or visit Ed Magic on MySpace. You know, just drop the TV off and go to my personal MySpace. I'm over 5,000 friends now, so looking forward to you know, reaching 6,000, 7,000, 8,000, 9,000, 10,000. I don't think I'll ever catch up with Samaya Reese. She's got over 800,000 friends on MySpace. She's a marketing genius. I have to commend her. She's also super hot, sexy. I mean, what can you say? Samaya Reese. Mad props to Samaya Reese. Mad props to my friend Portia Coleman. Steph Jones, who's having a birthday party. I don't know how old he's going to be, but he's in his 20s. So it's in his 20s birthday party. And that's coming up, I think, tomorrow night. But anyway, until next time, keep your visions positive and do your thing to the fullest. Whatever that thing is, express yourself to the fullest.